Amen and amen. Okie dokie. Let me kind of messed up and I saved this thing. Just, whoa, that's not the right one. Just in case Joe was choppy, I don't know if the study hour. No, we crashed during the testimonies, right? We didn't crash during the study hour, I don't think. I don't know. Hopefully, let's see this. I love these doodles, I got to say, you know. But I am getting jellyfish. Some of you are pretty good at your artwork there. I can't move a mouse like that, but I do have a tablet with a pen, so I am so tempted every time to draw something using a pen because it'll come out so nice. But I just can't do it the way you guys are doing it with those mice. You use a mouse to draw those pictures. Man, you guys are blessed. So I just can't seem to keep it steady, you know, especially if the house is humid, because I don't use a mouse pad. I just have I have this thing that allows me to stand up when I'm typing or sit down. Right now I'm sitting down, obviously. And it's just black wood. But we open up the windows on a regular basis, and sometimes, even if it's humid, just to get the house aired out kind of a thing, you know. And when you do that on a humid day and you go to use the mouse sticks, you know. Well, not sticks really hard. It just, you know, like if you gently want to zoom in on something, and it gets a little sticky. And so I have to, because I like a fast mouse. I have it on fast speed. Not the fastest. I've slowed it down some over the years. But I just got to have it fast. So, you know, trying to draw something with a mouse that fast, it's just not easy. But again, and when I say I'm jellyfish, for those of you that are new, I got a lot of kids, okay? And we picked up some of their isms, some of the cute things that they would say over the years. And one of them, instead of saying, I'm jealous, they'd say, I'm jellyfish. And because they couldn't say jealous. You know, like a little kid that can't say spaghetti, says scabetti. Instead of spaghetti, they say scabetti. You know, we'll mess with them that too, you know. There was a few things the kids came up. So... okay, upper left, three dots. Oh, yeah. I keep the file size down. I, you know, just otherwise, because we get a lot of people that come into these text chats, and that puts a lot of stuff on the server. So, okay, what's this doodle here? God loves y'all. See, not that heart you drew? Yeah. It just wouldn't come out for me. It looks like your first heart didn't come out too good, but your second one did, you know, because your first heart is how it always comes out for me, you know. So, oh, that's from Little Luna. Okay. But then that's real good, you know, for a kid that age. She's such the cute. All right. Yeah, I don't know how many you got, bro. Oh, yeah, I got you beat. I got 8. I'm 1 of 11. And, yeah, we could have had one more and had a baseball team. But, you know, the Lord decided no. It's like my mom and dad. My dad wanted a baker's dozen, which is 13. That way you can eat one. And my mom wanted a dozen, which is 12. God said 11. Because she died on the table when she had the 10th child, but days after, well, they say she died. Her heart stopped on the table when she was giving birth to the 10th kid. And they told her, don't do it again. It'll kill you. And so she got pregnant again with number 11. My little sister, Therese, the babe of the family, little baby of the family. Couldn't seem to find clothing for the first 3 years of her life. And we always used to take pictures of her, and we made this big collage for my dad on his birthday or something, you know. Says, or, you know, just say, look at Therese. She's wearing only a smile. You know, but she's like two, three. She's always ran around like that. I thought that was cute. But, she was, like I said, they had a zapper with the electric to get her heart started. And she's Catholic, so she made a novena to St. Therese. And she said, if I survive this, I'll she says she made a novena to Sister Therese and some kind of a dedication she would do if she survived. Oh, yeah, that's what it was. If she survives, she'll name the baby after her, Therese. And she survived, and she named the baby Therese. But so good thing she didn't have a boy. It had come out Terry, but, you know. But, yeah. We were always going for our own zip code, I guess. My mom and dad, when they died, they were in the low 60s for grandchildren, and now I think it's in the upper 60s, you know, the amount of grandchildren. I think we're at 14, Fran and I. We had a couple of great grandkids. Yeah, we're old as dirt, but we only have, you know, we have just as many grandchildren. Well, now we have more grandchildren than we actually have children, you know, because we had 8 children. I think I should announce it now, Eli, because it's 7, not everybody shows up. You know, what do you think? So, and I really don't want to record it, so. I think, I'll do it now because we don't have that many people showing up for the 7 o'clock, which surprises me. But, 7 o'clock every Saturday. And soon when it gets cold, it'll be Saturday or Sunday morning, but Saturday night, as some people say it, you know, Eastern time when we do the prayer and study. Well, our prayer is like 8 to 10 minutes, you know, prayer meeting. So I start it and, you know, others chime in, or Alvin can start it and others chime in, you know. And then, so like I said, it's about 8 to 10 minutes for that. And then we just go, right now we're reading in Spirit of Prophecy about the loud cry. We're going slowly, like we always do. And because we like to study with a knife and fork, if you know what I mean. We really want to eat. You know, like Jeremiah said, I found thy words and I did eat them. So we're chomping away. And, I'll just mention it now again. Unless, of course, you guys want me to mention it again, but I really don't, you know, take too much time on all that. But we're having issues with, I know one for a fact. I know two or three for a possibility. It's some of us have to go and watch not on a regular basis, but see things that the people that have left our number. You know, like you see what your enemy is up to, because now we have to consider them our enemy because they're trying to steal people from Jesus. They're trying to take them from the church, and so they are enemies of Christ. And if they're an enemy of my King, they're my enemy. And that's always how it does. People, this has happened so many times, but it's going to keep happening until Plague One, because after that, it doesn't matter. We're done preaching anyway. You know, and so, but, and it happens every single time, how it ends up every single time. They're just going to, as a matter of fact, the ones that recently left that are trying to pull people out are already asking for donations. That's how bad it's already gotten for them, where the Lord's just not blessing them. They're asking for donations on a regular basis on their videos or whatever. And that's one of the first signs they're not going to last. And if they do last, it's only because they start preaching worldly theology, and then Satan blesses them. By then, everybody already knows. And so they're kind of stealthy now in how they do these things. Whenever they leave us, they try to con people into their number by twisting scripture. And they can only do it to the babes, because we always have new people coming in. The church is constantly growing. And if you looked at the numbers of the people that are on WTPR, because that's where most people usually go, And I'll find out from tech support just how bad the bandwidth issue is, but I just noticed it dropped down with bandwidth, but the numbers are still crazy up there, which shows me we have a lot more people listening than we thought. And they know this, and so they can't gather people from the world because the Lord's not going to bless them. But they think they can come into a church they used to be a member of, pull people out that used to be their friends. But here's the rub. Now, this is where it gets bad for those of us that go to their side, regardless if you plan to stay with them or not. You have to first understand something. Now, it's okay if you're like an elder or somebody that's been with us for many years and you have no intentions of joining their number. You just want to see how bad they got. You know, keep an eye on what your enemy's up to. There's no sin in that. But when you join them and you follow them online on their social media and you study with them and you watch their videos on a regular basis and you subscribe to them, you are calling Jesus Christ a liar. If you are a Seventh-day Remnant child of God that has been in this number at least the last 6 months, let's say, because we went through 18 months of trying to help these, what we're now calling the fanatics, because it's easier than saying all their names. There was four of them. And so the fanatics have gotten so bad they had repeated things. It got up to six different fanaticisms in number. And then they kept on trying to literally browbeat myself, Pastor Elvin, and anybody else that was in the church leader meetings into believing their way or the highway. And we kept telling them, this is not how it's done. The Bible's clear. Isaiah 8:20 is clear. The way the Bible went from five books to 66 books as prophesied in the sanctuary with the candlestick on the southern wall of the holy place. The reason it got to that is because people of God and people of Satan who think they're Christians or believers will get new doctrine, if you will. You know, they think it's new doctrine or it is new doctrine. They'll bring it and present it to the leaders that are ordained, because the leaders are ordained to do that work. And then when the ordained leaders see the new light that they're offering, if it is from God, it goes in the Bible. It becomes part of the belief system, the faith, and it's truth now. That's how the Bible got to 66 books. But, and this is how they've done it for thousands of years, if it doesn't, if it contradicts Scripture, as all these fanaticisms do, then it's put down and it is not allowed in the Bible and it has to be put down and totally ignored. And when the people agree, the people that present it, they're good and they stay in the church, everything's great. But if they refuse to put it down, then you have to approach them like Jesus said to in Matthew 18, verses 15 to 17. And if they still refuse by the time you get to verse 17, where it says, now you bring it to the whole church, and if they still refuse at that point, then you cast them out of the church. You have to obey Jesus. And Jesus himself, said with his own lips that when you cast them out, you treat them like the heathen and the publican. Why? Because the heathen is a pagan and the publican is going to cause you problems. Tax collectors. That's what publicans were. And that's what they do. They start to embrace pagan dogma, which these fanaticisms are. And it got so bad that we tried to help them for 18 straight months and then proved to the entire church family that we tried to help them by putting the sin page online. Because it wasn't just me and Elvin, and that's it. No, there was a bunch of us trying to help them. And then when we did the Matthew 18 thing, we had a few more people gather to try to get them to see that they're in sin, and they refused to acknowledge their sin, and so they had to be cast out of the church. So Matthew 18, verses 15 to 17 is followed. So if you go to see them on a regular basis and watch their videos and follow them and become friends with them, and then you are cast out as well, because now you've made the decision that Jesus Christ is not your king. He's not your Lord. He's not your Savior, because he said in Matthew 18, verse 17, to leave them as the heathen and the publican. You don't have anything to do with them at this point, because they are dangerous. The church family did all they could to help them see the truth. They refused the one-on-one meeting, verse 15. They refused the two or three or more witnesses, verse 16. And then they refused the entire church family, verse 17. And if you then go and hang out with them and be part of their number and watch their stuff and study with them, yeah, then you have declared Jesus Christ to be a liar. So, what's this? Is it certain topics, beliefs for those of us who may not know as much as some, so that we know, put on the armor of God. So we're, yeah, put on the armor of God. You won't be deceived. And if you got questions about theology, yeah, you got more than two pastors in this church, and you got some elders. You can ask your brothers and sisters in the faith that are in the faith that are obeying Christ to help you. You can email me. You can email Alvin. And I don't have a problem with people emailing me Bible questions. It just might take me a day or two to even see the email. It might take me a week or two to find the time to answer it. And sometimes if the email is something, if the question is something I've never seen before, it might take me 10 minutes to 2 hours to study it up. And I will do that because I enjoy topical study. It literally blesses me. That's why the website got up to 17,000 pages. Those were all answered emails. I would help people and then turn the answer into a sermon or something or a web page. You can like Pastor Alvin and then me. You can email me. And I'm sure there's a couple other brothers. I'm not going to mention their names because I don't want to put them on the spot that are in here. We also have Pastor Gaddy and Pastor Sidney in the foreign nations. And we have other leaders out there too, but I personally, in my own mind, haven't vetted them yet to the point where I know the fruits I'm seeing are good. And then I will say, okay, you can go to this guy too now. Because I watch people like a hawk, and I want to make sure, because I've been burned, we've all been burned so many times trusting people because you fall in love with them. And here's the main reason we're announcing this. Because some that have been doing this are coming to the camp meeting. And we will not allow anyone to come to the camp meeting that's going to have a spirit of discord. Because that's what you're doing. If you see no sin in ignoring Christ's command in Matthew 18, verse 17, please do not come to the camp meeting because the Holy Spirit will out you. I mean, this is something everybody's noticed about this church. The Holy Spirit will out you. It will be made known. It used to take us 3.5 years to come to that realization. Twice, years ago. Two men that were leaders, pastors, if you will, took 3.5 years for the Lord to wake us up in regards to this because the Lord gave them 3.5 years, each one, to clean up their act or they're going to get outed. Now it happens much quicker because now we know what he taught us. And so, what's this? I got a PM here. Oh, yeah. Amen, Brother Warren. Amen. Especially if because they're going to send people. I'm not going to mention who's being sent, but they're sending people to go and talk to people so they can bring them into the church as well as bring money. That's, you know, others have done that before, if you recall, you know, that left us and then reached out to certain people in the church family. And but yeah, and here's the thing: having a woman approach a man, right there is the appearance of evil. You know, they don't even see any sin there. And they're sending women to go talk to men. Remember, one of us, I'm not going to say who it is because I don't puff people. One of the brothers, was given a dream by the Lord that Satan will send women into this church to pull people out. We've already seen, and after that dream, we saw it happening. You know, and it happens. They send women to try to pull you out. And then the women would also be in other church, too. We look at it, the physical and the prophetic as well. We're not stupid. We're going to look at it in every way that it can be looked at. That's why the Bible studies that we do go so much deeper than just studying what's being said. We want to see what's being said in prophecy and in doctrine. There's whispers all over the Scripture. Think about it. This Bible that we're going to be studying in heaven is going to be blessing us for all eternity. We're never going to stop learning new things. Only a God can write a book like that. Think about that. We'll go way beyond the rabbinic code on it, right? We'll go way beyond. And then especially one of the things I'm going to want to know is why, and I understand how he did it because he's God, but why? Just in one book, I'll just use this in one book to show you. And I wonder if Sister White touches on this. I look at the book of Revelation. Oh, I love that book. Because it does reveal a lot. And that's why I studied it. And I was able, the Lord showed me in every Bible verse in all 66 books of the Bible, Revelation is defined. Every symbol in Revelation is defined in all 66 books of the Bible. And when I found that out, I thought, well, then I got to put this on paper well, a web page. Well, I put it on paper, too, because the brother in the faith that used to be part of our number was a printer, and he literally printed this thing up for me. All the verses with the definitions underlined for each symbol in Revelation. Now that study has gone, it's probably over 700 pages now, because it's not just Revelation now I'm defining. I'm defining every symbol I can find anywhere, because it helps in Bible study. I mean, when you read it, this is an amazing thing, something like in Proverbs, or even the parable that Christ used in describing the kingdom when he was talking about the woman with the three measures of meal. Or even John chapter 8. What was that in John chapter 8 this morning? Because he threw me into John. I wasn't even in John. And somehow I got into John chapter 8. Let me show you something here really quick. I thought this, I mean, this floored me. And so I wrote it all down, and so my notes got bigger. So where was I? John chapter 8. The woman taken in adultery. I'm a pastor, brother Remnant there. I'm a pastor. Alvin's a pastor. And Getty and Sydney are pastors, but they're sleeping right now because it's 4 a.m. on their side of the planet. Oh, wow, it's 4 o'clock already here. Time to eat, folks. So anywho, let me get back here. I'm going to finish this up real quick. But when you look at John chapter 8 and how the Pharisees presented the woman taken in adultery, I'm just going to run through this really quick. If somebody wants me or somebody else to do a sermon on this, hey, we can do it. But here's the symbology of all this. Let me see if I can get to where I put the notes. It was... Okay, not up there, not up there, not there. It's got to be in one of the early verses here. Oh, maybe this Bible hasn't been updated yet. Let me see my, oh, I can't, I'm on the wrong network, so I can't use my tablet right now, because the mouse won't show up on it. I'm on a different network. So, why is it should be in here though? I broke it. Maybe I did it in there. Yeah, I didn't do it here. All the symbols, or maybe it was something else that was in this morning. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, just like, or look at the Good Samaritan, how Jesus uses that parable. He's more or less saying, "I'll be back in 2,000 years." But people look at it in a different way. They don't see the symbols. A day equals 1,000 years unto God. Yeah, a day equals a year unto us in prophecy because we're human. We can die. Whereas God can't die. A day for him up in heaven is 1,000 years. If you've ever had a dream that lasted 5 seconds, it seemed like an hour. Yeah. So the mind works a lot faster than reality does, right? Or a daydream at a stoplight, you know? You know how you can fill all that stuff in just a few moments? That's how the Lord can work. So, but let's see here. There was one other one. I guess the Lord doesn't want me to share it just yet, but because I was in something else this morning where it wasn't just the Good Samaritan. Oh, yeah, the Good Samaritan and the woman at the well. There's actually a connection there. And see, that's what I wanted to share in regards to Revelation is... Okay, I got the symbols down so far, but every now and then I still come up with another symbol from Revelation that says, wow, why didn't I notice this? It just looked like a regular word in a sentence to fill the sentence, to give it the meaning of the understanding so that you can catch what's being said, right? And so I defined that symbol. So I got more symbols for Revelation. But the way it's written, the way Revelation is written, it's out of chronological order. The later chapters should be put earlier. I know that it's a little shocking for some people, but if you notice with the prophecies, it's kind of like reading a map. Okay? The importance of certain things are repeated. It's just like in Creation Week. Yeah, there's another one, Creation Week. He talks about all this creation and even creating man, and then all of a sudden he starts talking about creating man again, because that's the high point of the creation, right? Well, look at a map. I remember this as a teenager when we used to have maps, you know. You didn't have GPS back then. You had to pull over every now and then and look on the map and look at where you're at. Yeah, try doing that when you're delivering pizza because you got to speed, right? Speed read, too, you know. But anyway, so you look at the map, you see all of Illinois. But then that little spot on the top right by Lake Michigan called Chicago, or for those of you that were grown up there like my wife, Chicago. She says it differently for me. So, but you see Chicago up there in the top right corner by Lake Michigan. It's a tiny little thing compared to the whole state, right? But then when you look at the whole map and you fold it out, there's this whole nother map connected to it of Chicago, just Chicago. That's how Revelation's written. That's how Genesis is written. You see the whole picture first, and then all of a sudden he starts going back to the past to show you some important things. It's out of chronological order. So even there, we're going to find things when we're studying the scriptures in eternity. Because I'm trying to figure out, how are you going to do this, Lord? Because, you know, inquiring minds want to know. And so I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, okay, thank you for what you've given me so far. And I can't imagine how much more I'm going to learn when I go to heaven, but I'm going to. I trust him. He said it, I believe it. That settles it. And so I know, you know, because even Sister White does state that we're going to be studying the scriptures for all eternity. And I'm thinking, this is a book that never ends. Amen, Brother Mel. God's ways are not our ways. And there's a reason it's out of chronological order, because it also reminds me of a need-to-know basis. There are certain things I'm not telling you right now. I'll tell you later when you can hear it. How many times have you been on the street, those of us that like to share our faith out in public, and you don't necessarily have to be on a soapbox. I was more personal on the street than I would be on a soapbox thing, or a stand up and start preaching to the crowd. That has happened, but that's only because I walk up to somebody, hand them a track, we get in a conversation, and when I notice people slowing down and wanting to hear what he has to say, because we did this in elevators too. I did it with a friend. I start a conversation with a friend, and I say, watch what happens. I'll start a conversation, and I'll get to a very interesting point. The doors open, I leave. With my friend, right? We leave. And I say, watch how many people will follow us out that choose a different floor than us. And it always happens. They want to hear the rest of the story. And so when I'm on the street and all of a sudden somebody starts slowing down, or they stop because I'll talk a little loud just so somebody else might hear it, and then you'll have, you know, who knows, 5, 6, 10 people all, I'm just answering the question of this guy. And so the thing about it, and the reason I brought that up, I'll tell you later, it's a need-to-know basis thing, is because this has happened to me many times on the street. And at first I thought, what is it, my brain messed up or something? I can't figure out why. And that's why I said a minute ago, like, some people here aren't ready to hear it. Like, the Lord took it from my memory. I'm not going to share it, because that happened down the street many times when I was a young man. And I was trying to figure out why. It was because, and it didn't lock for me until I saw that video of Oprah saying God was jealous of her. It didn't lock on me until I saw her say that. Then the Lord reminded me of all those times on the road where all of a sudden, and even though this is my message and I preach it on a regular basis, and so it's not that I memorize, I preach these verses so often about Antichrist or this or that or whatever. These verses are just part of my vernacular, and so they come out naturally. But sometimes I can't, they just won't come out. And the Lord was telling me it's because the person you're talking to is not ready to hear it. And so don't think when you're out there on the street that you're getting all stupid or something. No. Sometimes the Lord, like John 14:26, sometimes the Lord will give you a verse and it shocks you how, because you can't memorize, but all of a sudden that verse comes and you give it to somebody and you go, wow, that was the Lord. Well, sometimes you can't get the verse. You got to remember, wow, that was the Lord, because they might not be ready to hear it. If you ever saw that video of Obama, well, what's the difference? Same kind of mindset. Oprah. Saying that when she heard a preacher saying that God is a jealous God, she was not ready to hear that verse. She took it that God was jealous of her, like she's all that. Boy, when Satan heard that, he had her. And that's why she became a billionaire, and now she's got this following, and she's able to tell people, oh, it's not just Jesus, there's other ways to God. You know, and all this, I mean, you see those, and some of the women actually stood up, and I applaud them. I says, I mean, I'm not going to step there and clap, but what, you know, I was happy that they did it. It is about Jesus. He is the way, the life, the light and the life. He's the only way to get to heaven. They literally got in her face, and these were people she specifically selected from her audience to sit with us, sit with her on camera in some kind of like a town hall meeting like some politicians do. Because you know she's going to run for office if the Lord tarried and is coming any more than he prophesied to tarry, because I don't see her ever in politics, well, even though she's already in politics now. So, but I'll see, is the love of divine profitable enough? Yeah. Amen, Sister Stone. And so, yeah, so they weren't ready to hear it. And so that's why sometimes I couldn't come up with the verse, is because the person I'm talking to will take it in the wrong way. And it'll hurt them more than it will bless them. And so he keeps it. He doesn't let me share it. And even if there's a crowd of people and everybody there could hear it, except for one, the Lord loves us so much that he's going to hold off just for that one soul. Each and every one of us are that special to him. And this is why he wept that day when he looked at Israel. Oh, I can just see that weeping. I know that weeping. Well, he probably did it a lot more than I did. I mean, come on. He was bleeding. He was in such turmoil about what he was about to do when he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. And the Bible says it was as if drops of blood were coming from his forehead. And just recently, science figured that out. Under extreme stressful situations, you will bleed. Your sweat will bleed. Your sweat glands, will, you know, the sebaceous glands, which are the oil glands next to the sweat glands, will burst or something. And you'll literally get blood coming out of your forehead. And I never knew that, too, until I saw a bodybuilder, not a bodybuilder, a heavy lifter. You know those guys, the clean and jerk thing? Weightlifters, but it was heavy lifting, crazy heavy lifting, like 800 pounds or 1,000 pounds or something, I don't know. And the guy was doing it, and whenever he would do it, he literally started bleeding from the forehead. So, yeah, yeah. Oh, she's selling, yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Oprah, I mean, because when you get that kind of money, you're bored. You look for something to do, spend your money on. You can make some money there, you know. Yeah, a lot of stuff's going to be shouted from the rooftops really soon. We're going to have a panoramic view, in fact, at the end of the 1,000 years. It's going to get downright crazy. But, yeah. Oh, okay. I just got a bunch of veggies showed up at a PM, which means I got to go eat. So God bless you all. I was going to share something, but testimony went a little long, like usual. Praise his mighty name. So I'm going to go eat. So, but that was cute. I mean, even a fork and knife are there. Seriously, you kidding? And a spoon too with the bowl. That was neat. So, but okay. So those of you that are on Twitch, praise God, we were able to hang in there and stay on Twitch because we had some issues earlier. Thank you for everyone being there. And let me just see something really quick here before I shut it down. Shut her down. Oh, yeah, okay. We still got 30 families left on Twitch, so you know, everybody's probably eating. So we'll see you next week, obviously, Saturday. Well, Saturday morning, which would be Sabbath Eve, which people call Friday night, 8 o'clock next week, Friday night, Eastern time, obviously, and then, of course, Sabbath day. And so God bless you. We'll see you then. Take care. Love you. Sabbath blessings. Okay, so Twitch is going down. I was going to contact that tech support, but I'm thinking, no, this is a bandwidth issue, why we crashed. It's not the streamer. Because I've been into that thing in and out so much that I can't see how that would cause a bandwidth issue. And so, yeah, see you all tonight, 7 o'clock. There's dinner right there. Brother Eli is going to go eat. We all know what's on his plate. And so... That's kind of like what Fran sent me, but she had the knife and the fork and a bowl with a spoon, and, you know, it just got me going. But so we'll see you tonight at 7 o'clock, Eastern time, obviously, and for the prayer meeting, and then we're going to be in the Loud Cry section of, SOP 4. And we need to study this up, brothers and sisters, because what she shares in that book will help us to prepare for what's going to happen tomorrow. Literally, it can happen tomorrow. It can, you know... it could literally, what we're seeing, the loud cry, I mean, the latter rain could fall within months. You no longer can, you can say it in months now. The years thing, if it's years, it would have to be less than 3 or 4. If what we're seeing in around 2030 in regards to, oh, and another thing, Betelgeuse has dimmed down again. And they're all thinking supernova visible here. Oh, I don't know, maybe, say, 2030. I put it on the We Are Very Near the End page, but it won't be hot till Wednesday when I do my literal server updates. So Betelgeuse is again dimming down, and they're thinking this could be, because what we're looking at, when we're seeing Betelgeuse, it's 600 light years away, which means it'll take 600 years to get to us, the light. And or is it 6,000 light years away? And some people say, well, that proves the planet was billions of years old. No. Because Adam and Eve were not created as adults. They were created as they were not created as infants, like embryos. They were created with apparent age. Like the tree was created, had fruit already on it. So yeah, the universe is wide and far apart and long, because that's how he created, with an apparent age. So, okay, she's coming in here, so I'm in trouble. So I'm going to...
No,
did you put it in the oven?
It's already warm.
Oh, it's done? Okay, all right. All right. So anyway, we'll we're not in the text chat here for the 7 o'clock tonight. Some of them, like I think Brother Mel hangs out in here on Saturday night. But everybody wants to go to Telegram. We have a password protected page for Telegram. Well, or you got to be invited kind of thing. But it will be on WTPR. You know, wherever you're getting the audio from, Brother Remnant, wherever you're getting the audio from, it'll be on there. You know, because I dual stream it. And so that includes the old WTPR, where there's still a bunch of people in there. So see you tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. God bless. See you then.